Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chof Omud Beis, and we are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday the Siman dealing with Halachos of Avelus and Cholamoid, Siman Tov Kuf Mem Ches, and we're in the middle of Siv Gimel. And yesterday we brought down the Halacha that if a person Nebuch dies on Yontif Sheni Shel Golius, in this situation, if it's the last days of Yontif, then the Avelus actually can start on that last day, if that was the day of the Misa and the Kvura. And we pick up in the middle of Siv Gimel, on the very top line, where we actually said this outside, but now we'll read it inside, where the Mechaba tells us, Hoel v'yom tov sheni midivrehem, since Yom tov sheni shel Golius is a din derabbanan. The Avelus yom rishon shel Torah, and there is an opinion that says that Avelus, the Mechaba brings down, that Avelus on the first day is a din derais of Avelus. And according to this opinion, therefore, Yidoche Asei Shel Divrehem Bibnei Asei Shel Torah. And therefore, the requirement to have Yontif Sheni Shel Golius, which is the Din Derabbanan, is pushed aside by the Asei of the Torah of Avelus. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel, Dimidehizhira HaTorah Letame Likrovim Afilu Lekohanim. According to this opinion, it says it's a Din Daraisa on the first day of Avelus to go be Metame to your relatives, the Zayin Krovim, that you have to go and sit Shiva for, even for Kohanim, who are normally prohibited from becoming Tomei from Tumas Meis, the Koshekin, the Israelim, and certainly non-Kohanim who have no prohibition against becoming Tomei Tumas Meis, so Chayovim Latami Likrovim, there's a Chiyav, an obligation for the Kohanim, and certainly the Israelim, to be Metame for their Seven Krovin, Ba'kolu Kidei Shelo Yimonu Milisabel Aleim. This is all done to prevent people from being reluctant to go and do the Avelus process for their relatives. So therefore, Shema Mino to be Yomisa Chayv Lisabel Aleim. So therefore, according to this opinion that the Mechaba brings down, that it's a Din Daraisa, it pushes aside the Din Darabanan of Yontif Sheni Shel Golius. In a moment, the Ramah will disagree with this opinion, but first the Mechaber just finishes and he says, Avalim Kavru also b'yom tov sheni shel Rosh Hashanah. If this were on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, ain noeg bo avelus. Then, in this situation, there wouldn't be avelus, even though they're burying him that day, because sheshneim kelmaro, because this opinion holds that Rosh Hashanah, as we've mentioned many times, is a 48-hour day. It's a single day. It's the Kedusha Richta, as we call it, and therefore, this din wouldn't apply. Now the Ramah tells us, Hagah v'yesh cholkim. There are those that disagree with this psak of the Mechaber that says that if you bury on the last days of Yontif Sheni Shel Golius, or the last days of the Yontif, that we do start the Avelus from that point in time publicly. He says there are those that disagree with that, the Sefira Lehu, because they hold the Einoig Avelus b'shum Yontif Sheni, because there is no din daraisa of Avelus even on the first day, and therefore it doesn't push aside the Yontif Sheni Din Shel Golius. V'chei minak poshut ein l'shanas. He brings out from the Beinu Tam and the Rush that this is the halacha l'maisa practice. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot Yudalu, what I just said, Taimam, the Sfirlu, according to this opinion, the Ramah, da'afilu avelus yom rishu n'rachmi the Rabbanim. Though din of avelus even on the first day is only din of the Rabbanim, and therefore, heim amru v'heim amru. V'lekach simchas haregel, the idea that you have to have simcha on the regel, even though this last day of the regel is midrabbanan, adifuhu the mitzvah shorabim. That derabbanan is a mitzvah derabim, and the avelus is only a mitzvah deyochid. And therefore, in this situation, it is not going to push it aside. Now we go to Siftala. The Mechaber writes, Ze shamayru, that which we said, shakover mesa berego, loholo lov avelus, that which we said, Nebuch, if a person passes away on either the first days of Yontif or on Cholamoid, well, we buried the person, but that doesn't start the Avelus. The Avelus starts really on the Yontif Sheni Shel Golius last day or after Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. That which we said that Avelus is in Chal, that's only Avelus. Hanimili, Dvarim Shel Fahesya. That applies to public demonstrations of Avelus. Aval Dvarim Shel Betzina, things that are in private, they are in fact Noeg, the Mechaber tells us. So Avelus as a concept really doesn't formally begin, the Shiva doesn't formally begin until after Yontif is over. But there are aspects of the Avelus that are done Betzina in the privacy of your house that are Noeg. The Mishnah Berurah explains exactly what that is. First we start off with Sif Katan Tesvav. He says, V'lo Yishan Eksuso. One example would be that you don't change garments. Now we'll see that this is not the halacha l'maisa today. The Mishnah Berurah says there were times that people would not go and change their garments to special yontif garments, even though they wouldn't wear their ripped clothing. But avogad de bishar avu mishana barego, even though that in regards to other avelim they would change their garments. Here on yontif you don't change your garment. Now, Dershu foot number 12 brings down klomar shebishar avel. shehischil linhog avelus kodem regel, where they began the avelus before the regel, ufagai regel b'emsar shiva, and the regel comes and knocks off the shiva. Nevertheless, also lo lahachlif es begadav ilivosh big de yontiv. He said in those days, it was the minhog that they wouldn't switch into yontiv clothing. They take off their ripped clothing, because you can't wear your ripped clothing, because that would be noeg the avelus b'fahesya, but the shiva is over. However, asher batul minhag zera shiva, even though the shiva is up, mikol makom b'tosh shloshim, during the 30-day period of time, which is still on, the Ramah brought down in Yoredeya, she'asur lo levosh big day Shabbos yontiv. They had the custom not to wear big day Shabbos yontiv during the shloshim. Now, that's not our custom today, as he brings down from the Vilna Gaon. Haminog bizmanenu, she'ovel lovesh big de Shabbos l'chobot Shabbos. Even during the Shiva, the Ovel puts on his Shabbos clothing, and certainly during the Shloshim. For example, we have the Minog on Shabbos Chazon. Some don't wear the Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon, but the Minog usually is that we do. So he says, therefore, v'chem b'big de yontif, l'chobot yontif, afim hischel linhog avelus kodem regel, even in a situation where you would start having the avelus before the regel, so it knocks off the shiva, they would wear Shabbos and Yontif clothing during the regel. So to over here, we don't paskin like the Mishnah Berurah says was the common custom in their time, that they wouldn't wear Yontif clothing. Here, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, even if the minhag was not to wear Yontif clothing, if the avelus started before the regel, since you're already wearing Yontif clothing over here during the regel, and here when the regel is when the person passed away, the Mishnah says, you can't stop wearing your yontif clothing, even according to the minhag that says you wouldn't put on your yontif clothing. Likewise, you don't switch your place, because here it's in the middle of yontif, that would be demonstrating the fahesya your avelus, because you didn't change before yontif your place, because Nebuch the person only died on yontif. What about wearing tefillin on Cholam Moed? Yom Rishon Shemes Lameis. Normally, it's all separate machlokas. Do you not wear tefillin on Cholam Moed? So for those that do wear tefillin on Cholam Moed, so there is a din that on the first day of Avelus that you don't wear tefillin. So what happens on the first day of Cholam Moed that you just bury the person? Do you put on tefillin for those that have the custom to put on tefillin? So he says, in regards to tefillin, Ayin El and Simon Lamed Ches, we learned that previously in the Alochos HaTfilin, in the Mishnah Berurah over there, Siv Katan Tezayin, and he says also look in the Shari Tshuva in this Simon. So if you look in Dershu footnote number 13, he brings down that on the rest of the time, in the rest of the year, you don't wear Tfilin on the first day, because the Avelus of the first day is called the Yom Mar. It's a bitter day, a very sad day. As it says, V'achrisam ki Yom Mar. And the Tfilin are called the Pe'er. And therefore, it's inappropriate to wear the Tfilin on this day that's called Yom Mar. So that's for the rest of the year. What about on Chol HaMoed? So Dershu footnote number 14 explains, Shetzorach laniach tefillin b'Chol HaMoed. Here you do put on tefillin on the first day of Chol HaMoed, even though it's the day that they buried the person, if that's your custom to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Even though the rest of the year, you wouldn't wear tefillin on that day. And the Magen Avraham brings down the reason, and Avel is part of Yom Rishon in that tefillin, that's because it's a Yom Mar, as we just said. But Chol HaMoed is not by definition a Yom Mar. He has a little bit more intricate details over here. I ain't showing the rest of Dershu footnote number 14. The issue foot number 15 brings down from the Shvus Yaakov that he says, Shagam b'chol amoyt ain laniach tefillin b'yom rishon. Here he passes that even on chol amoyt you don't wear tefillin on the first day. And he brings down from the Shari Tshuva, Shinira lahat laniach tefillin b'yom sheni af kodem hanetzachama. Normally we don't wear tefillin even on the second day before netzachama, before the sun rises. But here he says on chol amoyt you can be mako to do that as well. Mr. Bursiv Katan Tezayin, he says that the things that are noeg b'tzina apply on Chol HaMoed as well, such as hainu rechitza b'chamin, taking a hot bath, washing your body with hot water, v'sashmish, having relations with one wife, v'tama Torah, and learning Torah. All of these are noeg b'cholzeh avelus v'oser. These are, in fact, noeg on Chol HaMoed, although we'll see in the Dershu footnotes there are qualifications to this. He says, v'yesh matir v'tama Torah, there are those that are making allow you to learn Torah, however, v'kol mokom linyan lalos l'torah b'regel, but to get an aliyah, l'tzor for l'minyan nakrum, and to count him as one of the 10 people, that would be preferable not to. Nira l'chachila, eino kidai. One should not do that, unless there's absolutely no choice. If there's only 10 people, then you have a choice. But otherwise, it would be preferable not to. Now, a lot of Dershu footnotes over here. Dershu footnote number 17 brings down that even though it may be Omer Rishon Shochag HaSukkos, or Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, in this situation, Mistavir Shinoag Avelos Bedvorim Shebetzino Af Bishmini Atzeres. Here you have an interesting paradox. It's actually the eighth day. It's actually after 7 days from the burial, where they buried, for example, with a non-Jewish person on day one. So Shmini Atzeres is actually beyond the 7 days. It's beyond what would have been Shiva. Nevertheless, he says, Kozma Shlo Hizchel Adayin L'Savel, since you haven't really had formal avelus, nevertheless, tzorach linhog avelus b'dvarim shebetzina. So you still continue the dvarim shebetzina, even though it's more than 7 days. reason why on a regel in Ola Minyan Shiva, he asks a very interesting question. How come the regel doesn't count towards the count of the Shiva where Shabbos does? So he points out a difference, interesting, from the Vilna Gaon. He says that Shabbos is only a din of oneg. It's not a din of simcha. And therefore, the din of simcha prevents the avelis from being counted, where Shabbos doesn't prevent the day of Shabbos from counting towards the Shiva. The issue footnote number 8 he brings down, we'll only do part of this footnote. He says, Lirchotz l'kvod yom tov achron. If a person is in Nebuch, the situation where the relative passed away, on Chol HaMoed, can he take a shower, a bath, for the last days of Yontif? So he brings down from the Marshal, yes, that's allowed, and he can even put on new clothing. And he brings down as well from the Blitzki Zatzal, Shagam l'kovod Shabbos Chol HaMoed, but you can do this as well for Shabbos Chol HaMoed. He says, Ule'inyan krovi yamei she'enam mishiva krov. And what about if it's somebody that you're mourning for, that they're not from the 7 obligatory people that you have to sit Shiva for? So he says, for example, Rachmana Lislan, if somebody to lose Lo Aleinu, a grandchild. He says there's an inyan of mixas avelis for such a situation. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman in this situation is not sure im asurim b'chol amoyed b'ruchitza b'cham b'shar min yisimcha, whether that would apply in this situation or not. And he says, you're talking shumutarim b'zeh. Then maybe that would be permissible over here, but he's left with a tzarachian. There should not be halacha l'maisa for anybody, Rachmana Litzlan. The issue footnote number 19 brings down a very interesting scenario. What about if Rachmana Litzlan, somebody lost a person on Erev Pesach and they weren't buried yet? So in this situation, he's in Avelus on the night of the Seder. So can he say the Seder? So he says that Avel really shouldn't be reciting the Seder. They should have somebody else say it and he should listen to it. However, if there's no choice, there's nobody else there, so the Aruch HaShulchan and others bring down that you would be allowed to say it in that situation. The issue footnote number 20 brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal also, Shinogun Lahok was there, that one can be makel in terms of learning Torah during the entire period of the Yontif and the Chol HaMoed. He brings out from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe, Le'inyan Kriyas Psukim Stam B'Liyim, but just to read Psukim without looking into them, he says, Yesh Livso Kedas Olshim, there you should be stricter. Then he brings down, V'atam Lahatu Divrei Torah Le'ovu B'Regel, why should you allow to learn Torah on a regel if Nebuch, the person, is waiting to have the Avelis after the regel? So he brings down from the Chacham Tzvi, Rav Yaakov Endem's father, the great Chacham Tzvi, Tzvi Betzal Ashkenazi. So he brings down in the Shari Tshuva, Shele'inyan Mitzvos Talmud Torah, Yesh Lismoch Al Rambam. You can rely here upon the Rambam and others that say, Ein Avelis B'Regel, Afilu B'Dorish B'Tzina. They don't hold that there's even Avelis B'Tzina on the regel. And therefore, to tell somebody that they shouldn't learn Torah because there's this din of Avelis B'Tzina, so not everybody holds from that. And therefore, you should learn. In addition, he says, there are those that say that Divrei Torah is something that's called Bifahesya, and therefore, that's another reason to allow it. He brings down from the Sefer Shelosh Teshuvah's Das Eish, it's also brought down the Pisrei Teshuvah, She Divrei Torah Asur Mishum Simcha, Uberegel Ein Leso Zos Mishum Mitzvah Simcha Saregel, Shimidah Raisa, V'docha Avelu Shal Dvarim. The reason why you can't learn as an Avel is because you're not supposed to be Sameach, but here's the Mitzvah Daraisa to be Sameach that knocks off the Avelus, which is the Rabbanon of the Regel. Finally, the issue number 21 brings down on Simchas Torah when everybody gets an aliyah. So he brings down from the Chochmah Shlomo, according to Rav Shlomo Kluger Zatzal, Shemuta Gam Lo Avel Shemeis Lameis Beregel Lalas of Torah. He can also get an aliyah, because if he doesn't get an aliyah, it would be a befahesia demonstration that he's in Avelus, which you can't do, and also he would be very, very upset. It's star in Loyale Kmokulam. Everybody gets an aliyah and not him. However, others disagree. He brings down from the Shelo Shuv Slev Chaim, Shelo Yala Latori, Shink and Aliyah, unless he's absolutely needed for the minion, and then he could. But otherwise, he should leave the shul, and therefore it's not Avelus B'Fahesya. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Afu Pish Ein Avelus Noeid B'Moed, even though there's no Avelus in the Moed, the din of Aninus, Aninus Noeid Bo, Aninus, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Kot Yud Zayin, is the Sha'osu B'Bosu V'Yayin, not let have Bosu and Yayin when you're in Onein, when you're waiting to bury the person that needs to be buried, Nebuch, the Chol HaDinim HaShiach L'Aninus, all the dinim that an Onein is involved in, these can be found in Yoredeya, Ayin Yoredeya, Simen Shin Mem Aleph. And you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 22, which he points out that this is the entire time called Aninus, Shinikrakein, Kol's Manshal Nikra Mes. As long as the person hasn't been buried, you're called an Onein. And the reasoning why that this is Noheg on the Regel and on Chol HaMoed is Shadin Aninus, Ein Mishum Avelus. It has nothing to do with Avelus. Aninus is different than Avelus. Aninus is you have a job to do. You're Osek in the midst of burying the person. And therefore, that's your responsibility, and your Osek B'Mitzvah is part of Min HaMitzvah, and therefore you don't have any of the other mitzvahs of the Regel. And you can see this in the issue footnote number 23 as well. However, this really applies only for Mitzvah Saseh. For Mitzvah Lo Saseh, so the Bir HaLocha, as already brought down in a number of places, sh'onin chayben. Of course, you're not allowed to murder somebody, you're not allowed to eat treif. All of these things, you're obligated in afilu b'dov shirach b'drabanan, even if they're only the rabbanan and not only a deraisa. The issue footnote number 22 adds in addition that even if somebody else is taking care of all the needs of the mason, you're not actually doing it, you still shouldn't be involved in doing mitzvos. However, for those that wish to, they're allowed to, but the default position is that you shouldn't be doing them even though somebody else is taking care of all the needs. However, on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, when you're not actually doing anything, so then you are obligated in all the mitzvos. So the Mechaber continues to explain that Aninus is noeg, she meis lo meis b'chol ha'moed. For example, Rechmon al-San, if somebody loses a relative on chol ha'moed, you are also b'dvarim, she'onein also b'hem. So you're not allowed to do anything on chol ha'moed that an onein normally is not allowed to do. And furthermore, it may be yontif, v'ein rotzeh l'kavro bo b'yom. But if somebody dies on yontif, and you're not going to plan on burying him on the first day of yontif with goyim, or the second day of yontif with not with Jewish people themselves, but as with Moshe Feinstein and Zatzal, we point down that Igros Moshe says that we don't bury in our communities on the second day of Yom Tov, although again, as I mentioned, the Hasidic community did do that. So then, in this situation, where we're not burying at all on the first or second day of Yom Tov, ain't all of the Aninus, then the restrictions of Aninus, so to say, that you don't have to do mitzvahs, don't apply, and therefore you do all the mitzvahs on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. Elam kein tzorich lahachshik, the exception would be, is anything that you are doing, let's say you have to go to the edge of the Tchum to go and take care of something right after the Shabbos or Yom Tov is over, so then if you're going to be machshich in that situation, al hatchum lohochin lo tzorchi kavura, to prepare the burial needs, as cholol of din aninus mishor shemachshich. So from that moment in time, the dinim of aninus would apply to you as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudches tells us, shanochem in a rotem lekavro. For example, if on the first day of Yom Tov, the goyim did not want to bury you, or you didn't want to be buried via the non-Jewish people. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudches, he says, mishor shemachshich, avolo mikodem, but not before then, because the dinim of aninus don't really apply in this situation because nobody's taking care of the burial needs. This is only if he's intending to go be machshich by the tchum. So then, if he's not going to need this, so even though it's right before nightfall, he still would have all the mitzvahs of the yontif. Then he brings out from the Morgan of Rome, because in the Morgan of Rome, Dafko Bishor Shu Machshich, it's only at the time that you're actually going to be machshich. That which you said when you're machshich is on the afternoon of the second day of Yom Tov Sheni Shugolius. But the night that starts Yom Tov Sheni Shugolius, then there is no din of aninus then, and we don't apply this concept of machshich at that point in time. The dakub bayom shel Yom Tov Sheni aminun dechachol shavu rabanu avlo b'layla shelafonim. It's only in the afternoon of the day if you're going to take care of things. But at night, since we don't bury at night, it doesn't apply. Kivin shein derech likbor b'layla. We don't normally bury at night, although in Yerushalayim, the issue footnote number 26 points out that they do bury at night. It's an issue of halona sameis, and go look in the issue footnote number 26 for additional details. Based upon this, the Mishnah Berurah says, hecha demeis lomeis b'shmini atzeres, if nebuch, somebody passes away in shmini atzeres in chutz la'aretz, mutar lekadish b'leil simchas Torah, that night of simchas Torah, you make kiddush, ulevarach hamotzi, ulevarach hamazon, you do all the mitzvahs, because there is no concept over here of aninus not applying, because you're busy with the meis, because you're not busy with the meis on the night of simchas Torah. The Mechaber continues and he says, "Avol emes b'yom tov sheni." If the person Nebuch passes away on Yom Tov Sheni, who wrote to the cover by Yom, and not like Reb Moshe said in the Hasidic community, let's say, where they do bury via Jewish people on Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios, or b'yom tov Rishon, who wrote to the cover the Enu Hudi, or it's in a place where they bury via Goyim on the first day of Yom Tov. So in this situation, the Mechaber tells us, Chol olav aninus. Then aninus does in fact apply. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof tells us, lav davka, here we're talking about that you want to bury him on the second day of Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios. It doesn't have to be that you're actually burying him that day. Ela rotz lomar, kol sheyacholis b'yod l'kavro. Or if you even have the opportunity to bury him, ulafuke, as opposed to, miyev shol l'kavro machmas chag o'akum o'nonis acher. As opposed to, it's physically impossible to bury him that day because the cemeteries are closed because it's a Goyisha holiday or there's some other extenuating circumstances, then in that situation, lo cholol of din aninus, then aninus doesn't apply. But if you could bury him, so then the aninus would take effect. This is Ayin L'El and Simen Ayin Aleph in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Yudala, for additional details about this din. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chaf Aleph tells us, but onen beregel also b'divrei Torah, and onen on the regel is also in divrei Torah, duhu also b'simcha, because it's forbidden for the onen to have simcha. That's why we have the concept of not having meat or wine. And learning Torah makes the person happy. He shouldn't get an aliyah. He brings up from the Morgan of Rahm. He says, even if you're not going to bury him, or Yom Tavishan, or if it's at nighttime, or Yom Tavishan, when we don't normally bury, he still can't learn Torah. He says, he disagrees. Since there's no aninus, then why should we also learn Torah? Because they have a safer big the Yesha, I am Shum, the big the Yesha disagrees as well. With this, we conclude today's shiur.